KRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Iranian missiles and drones are targeting Israel and Gulf Arab states as Tehran maintains its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz. The BBC's David Willis reports President Trump says the U.S. and Iran have been talking, but Iran denies that.
It is being reported that Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner may indeed be about to meet with Iranian negotiators in the Pakistani capital, Islamabad, possibly as early as later this week, with the Vice President, J.D. Vance, also possibly in attendance. So it's a little unclear exactly how all this is going to pan out, but the White House is not denying that there are at least talks about talks.
Israel's use of Tehran street cameras to help identify and kill Iran's supreme leader shows how everyday surveillance can be a wartime asset.
It was on February 28 that Israel exploited hacked city camera feeds to track and target Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. That shows just how vulnerable people all around the world may be, with hundreds of millions of such cameras installed above shops, in homes, and on street corners. Privacy is also at risk. Recent advances in artificial intelligence have enabled militaries and intelligence agencies to sift through vast amounts of surveillance footage and identify targets. Bob Agner reporting.
Federal investigators are working to pinpoint the cause of Sunday night's crash at New York's LaGuardia Airport. The collision of a plane and a fire truck killed two pilots. America has a new Homeland Security Secretary. Mark Wayne Mullen has won Senate confirmation on a vote of 54 to 37. The senators are discussing a proposal to end the Homeland Security budget stalemate. Dow futures down 141. SRN News. Most religious Americans don't have any problem with gambling.
If any demographic group was liable to oppose betting for moral reasons, you might think it would be people of faith. But a new poll from the Pew Research Center reveals just 35% of Protestants think gambling is morally wrong. 25% of Catholics agree, as do 25% of Jewish Americans. Amongst atheists, agnostics, and people of no particular faith, even fewer see any moral concerns about betting. Michael Harrington reporting.
In another victory for religious freedom, the Supreme Court has revived a lawsuit from a street preacher who was barred from spreading the gospel in Brandon, Mississippi. The High Court ruled unanimously for the preacher, who wanted to challenge the town's noise ordinance, as unconstitutional. Lower court stopped him from suing because he had already been convicted of violating the statute. This is SRN News. It was a day to celebrate being special.
Dozens of models with Down syndrome strutted down a catwalk at a fashion show in Romania's capital for an evening celebrating style, atypical beauty, and courage to mark World Down Syndrome Day. The Seen Anonymous Seamstresses Gala in Bucharest brought together designers from across the country who created garments with great kindness, care, and creativity for young people with Down syndrome and other intellectual disabilities. Keith Peters reporting.
A new Gallup survey finds that Americans' outlook on the job market is increasingly gloomy. May seem at odds with the low unemployment rate, but the findings likely reflect an ongoing hiring drought. Just 28% of workers in the survey conducted in the last part of last year say that now is a good time to find a job. 72% say it's a bad time. More details at srnnews.com.